This is Lily with Nature's Blessings. Welcome to Cosmic Vibes. Welcome to the spirit world. And today I'm going to talk about past lives, problems. What are they? Where are they coming from? How can you work with them? How can you heal those problems? A lot of things can be related to past lives, trauma. For example, depression, nightmares, recurring things, all kinds of recurring things, blockages, emotional trauma, emotional conflicts, any kind of diseases that cannot be explained, illnesses, any physical conditions, or phobias, any kind of phobia, they all can be related to this past life's trauma. And the thing is, they are stored in the subconscious. And when these past lives issues are resolved and dealt with, addressed, then people can experience dramatic healing. So how do you know if a problem in this present life is actually related to a past life trauma? Well, one of the answers here is knowingness. So basically, simply, you just know it. You have the belief, you think that these things are actually coming from the past. You might have flashes, you may have memories, deja vus, any recurring dreams or even nightmares. Some people, for example, see themselves in flashes or visions or even their dreams, see themselves dressed in clothes from the past. A client of mine had a lot of memories from the past and actually saw them and felt them very vividly. And let me tell you, you know what? It was pretty disempowering because it really affected his present life. And the thing is that people have troubles distinguishing between past lives and this present life. And you know what? It can be pretty painful. Really painful. He surprised me how accurately described his past life's issues related to this present life, and it was pretty interesting. But the thing is that what I noticed is due to the new quantum age, the veil of illusion is lifting, and we actually get to see more beyond this third dimension. And our intuition increases, our psychic abilities increase. We also have a deeper understanding about our past lives and how they need healing, how they need closure in order to really grow our soul. Now, we all know that everything is energy, and even emotions are energy. So just imagine a lot of emotional energy carried from lives, from previous lives into this present life, then you know what? So many emotions, that can be really overwhelming for some people that really carry the weight on their spiritual path. And you know what? It's so much to bear. So that definitely needs attention and letting go. It's very important to really let go and kind of like come back to this present life, heal those issues in the present life, and then slowly start moving into, past life and even childhood and birth, and then slowly moving into previous lives. Another thing is multiple personalities, and of course there is a disorder, quote unquote, multiple personalities disorder. Well, it also has to do with past lives and actually personalities that are not really fully integrated in previous lives. Those issues are carried in this life, in this present life. And some people can have troubles and are confused about previous lives and this life personality. So that can be another issue. Another issue could be unexplained pain, any kind of chronic pain, any illnesses. Sometimes even doctors cannot explain. Now, if that's the case, healing of the past life issue can produce dramatic results. Another one is addiction also. People that didn't fulfill their spiritual path in a previous life carry that kind of emotion that can become an addiction also. It's related to an addiction. So that's another interesting, but that's another subject. It's very vast. Another one is unexplained phobia. I myself had this problem where I was really afraid of wings. I mean, in particular, a flapping of the wings. I went back into childhood and I kind of like, you know, saw like a rooster attacking me, and the flapping of its wings scared me. And then I went back to a previous life. But what I'm saying here is that once I addressed the issue, I healed, I closed the issue. No more phobia for me. I mean, I'm not scared of the wings anymore. So it's pretty powerful. Nightmares is another one. Recurring nightmares where people have the same dream over and over can be related to the past. Also, another one is fear of death. That's another one. Weight problems, either overweight or underweight problems. I had someone that I work with and he had overweight problems, and his problem was actually coming from this life, in the past, of course, but this present life. He was trying to protect his boundaries. The person was very sensitive, very caring, very spiritual and very beautiful soul, attacked by other personalities, other people, but he was trying to protect his boundaries and energy field. So by eating, he felt that he was protecting himself. And that actually happened and actually came from a previous life where he had similar problems. And the thing here is that because some problems from different past lives kind of like stuck on top of each other, like layers on the same area or on the same problem, the same emotional problem. I had another lady that I work with, and she was having eating problems. She was eating way too much because she remember in a past life she was starving. So that kind of like kept her safe. That was her answer to this. So it's pretty interesting. Underweight problems can be a fixation in a past life. Also fixation to be thin, to always wanting to lose weight. And that's because the personality in a previous life or previous lives, wasn't fully integrated in previous lives. Fatigue, chronic fatigue also can be related to past lives where the soul really gets tired of unfinished business in previous lives. I'm sure there are more, but I just try to cover probably the most common issues from the past lives. So how do you heal a past life trauma? And number one thing is to answer this question. And in fact, this question came into a healing session, and it's very powerful and it's very meaningful. And you know, when you ask a meaningful question, you really have an intelligent and powerful answer. And this is the question: how do these experiences from the past serve me, grow my soul, evolve and expand as a human being? So let's do it again. How do the experiences from the past serve me, grow my soul, evolve and expand as a human being? Now, this is very powerful because you ask a meaningful, powerful question, and your subconscious mind is kind of like tickled here. You know what I mean? In other words, you become aware of the problem so you can solve the issue from the past. Asking this question, quite a few people experience huge relief and breakthrough. When you go into healing this past life's trauma, you go into a state, an altered state of awareness, a non-ordinary state of awareness, like very deep relaxation or meditation. So you kind of like go deep and breathe. Breathing is very important. And if you feel there is a block in your body, like an energy block in your body, then place your hands over that area of your body and run energy there. And also breathe into the area of the body. If it's not a physical issue and it's an emotional issue from the past, then you can place your hands on the heart center, your heart chakra, and run energy there and breathe deeply into your heart center, because a lot of problems actually have to deal with imbalances in the heart. A lot of suffering from the past actually is being carried into this present life. So yeah, heart centered. Experiencing trauma from the past can be very intense, so please be aware of that. A lot of things might surface, so don't freak out, just breathe through that. Allow the energy to happen. Allow the healing to happen. Breathe through the entire process. And even if you cannot go into your past lives, you cannot see them, you cannot feel them, you cannot know them, but you kind of like know they're there, but you cannot see exactly, precisely what's going on, then what I suggest is forgiveness. Is forgive yourself and forgive others, because, healing the past starts with forgiving the self and then others. And also, it's the self-love. It's very, very important. Like, beautiful affirmations about loving yourself and how important you are and how important this present life is for you. Because, the thing is, like, you came here for a reason, and you came in this life to evolve and grow your soul and expand. Your life has a purpose, has a meaning, and probably is to stay true to yourself and love yourself and others. And don't forget about that magic, profound question, where it can give you a very powerful answer. I hope you enjoyed today's show. And again, this is Lily with Nature's Blessings with Cosmic Vibes. And until next time, I wish you an easy present lifetime. I wish you a lot of health and blessings. Namaste.